This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Quick question. Give me a quick answer by text. 701-367-2054. Todd's 226-8503. Or better yet, call us. 258-0550. Knowing what we know now, what should Heidi Heitkamp do on Brett Kavanaugh? What's the proper outcome for Brett Kavanaugh?
What should she do or what will she do?
Should she? Now, she works for the folks that make up this audience. She is
that's
sort of how it's supposed to work, right? The founding fathers sort of said, you know, citizen legislators, and, you know, you get elected and then you serve the public service, that kind of deal.
So Charles Schumer wasn't one of the founding fathers?
Or? I guess not, no. Charles Schumer, wow, you're giving him a fancy new...
I'm just saying what
first name.
Something somebody on the street just might say in a Mark Dice interview, but that's a different story.
How do you want her to vote is what I'm trying to say. How she will vote is interesting, Todd, a whole separate thing, because it's rife with all kinds of things. I see Byron Dorgan is quoted in the New York Times saying, you know, if they don't wrap this up, it's going to be really, really tough for red state Democrats, meaning they would be told, oh, okay. You're trying to take over the Senate. I just wanted to hear from you directly on what you want. Maybe that'll make it easier to do the right thing. I don't know. 258-0550. This thing to me it blows my mind what's happened here. It blows my mind. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Todd's got a breaking news story that, is coming to us out of Aberdeen, Maryland, at a workplace. Reports of multiple victims being shot. White Marsh Volunteer Fire Company said its paramedics are rushing to the incident. No further details are available right now. Aberdeen, just outside of Baltimore. So we'll watch that close for you, too. Tragic situation there, obviously. It is National Teach Ag Day. That's right.
That should be every day.
It should be. We love agriculture here. We love the farmers and ranchers that feed the world here. So anytime we can celebrate them, we will. We'll talk with an ag education supervisor a little about what all that means a little later on in the program. Senator John Hoeven will be here as well. We'll talk some ag things related to the farm bill and trade as well. Next hour, you have a guest host. Jamal Amar is here. And Jamal is a student at NDSU. He... has a couple of guests on today, including the House Majority Leader, Al Carlson. But enjoy your conversation with Jamal. I think he'll do great. I love it when young people care about the direction this country is going. So that's why he's there. Okay, so let's go to the phones here and check your text on what you would like Senator Heitkamp to do on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, who is currently being subjected to the worst witch hunt in the history of the judiciary. Ridiculous. Bill in Williston, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. It's my first time. My question is, they were both juveniles. They were high school kids, which would have made them minors, correct?
Yes, 17 and 15, if what she says is true. Although she doesn't remember when. She doesn't remember when this happened. So we're assuming.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're saying 17, 15.
Exactly. Now, you know, back in the early 80s, I lived in the state of Florida at that time, and if you were a 16-year-old, you could be tried as an adult for a felony. Okay, stay with me here. Had he in fact raped her and been convicted of it as a minor in most states, that would have been a sealed document, never to be exposed or seen again, would it not?
Yeah, you're probably right. As a juvenile, I don't know if something that serious probably would come out. Let me ask you this once, Bill. If everything she says is true, and by the way, it wasn't rape, okay? It was not
right.
rape. It was
right.
wrestling on this bed between the two individuals, and she says she had to escape, but it was not rape. I don't, you know, it's very difficult to know, you know, be able to opine on this, but I'm saying if what I have in my head is accurate of this picture, that there was some stupidity, some underage drinking, and she, you know, got out of there. I don't think that at 15 and 17 says this guy is not qualified to be Supreme Court nominee. I'm waiting for somebody to say, knowing what we know, is this, you know, worthy of bouncing this guy and see yes or no from anybody, but I think the answer is no. What do you think?
Well, my thing is, you know, they're high school kids who went on to college, got degrees, had successful careers. This is another part of the learning process coming into adulthood. You know what I mean? I mean,
I do.
If regardless, maybe he touched her inappropriately wrestling, whatever. It was a mistake. The man's had a flawless character at this point. I don't see where this is relevant for anything but grandstanding.
And right now we're assuming the worst, and what she says is true, and what he says is not true because he says didn't happen. His buddy says, who she said was there, didn't happen. So, you know, you have conflicting reports, too.
Well, exactly, and I'm from the old school of innocent till proven guilty. The thing about it, with all these sex charges now, they don't have to prove you did anything to them, but can you prove you didn't?
Right. That's what's so sad. And, of course, mind you that this has been known since the summer. Since the summer.
Exactly.
And of course, it was saved as a blunt force instrument against the president's nominee. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the swamp. This is how they work.
This, okay? You know, I don't think it's about Republicans and Democrats anymore, Scott. I'm starting to lean toward it's Americans and globalists.
What do you want Heidi Heitkamp to do?
I got to run here, Scott.
All right, Bill, go ahead.
I want Heidi to confirm the guy.
Yeah, vote yes. Thanks for the call. Stephen Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, a couple things. I think Heidi should vote to confirm him. I mean, it's a very bizarre situation, but the timing and the political positioning on both sides and stuff is suspect. I have no idea what happened, but it seems bizarre to me, I guess would be the best way to describe it, that we're literally running down this path that far. And anyway, the other comment was real quick, though, is with who's the gentleman that's running for the Congress in Minnesota that you just had on?
A fellow by the name of Dave Hughes is running against Colin Peterson. He's a Republican candidate there.
I think it's interesting, the war analogy and his war experience. And this is what the Democrats simply don't understand. Colin Peterson is at war with the Republicans over paying people food stamps if they just decide to punch out, regardless of whether or not they're able-bodied. That's insane. That does not help anyone. That just contributes to ongoing, potentially bad behavior by people. You need to give them a little, come on, let's get it going approach to it. That is his absolute stance. Then, in addition to that, he's fighting against tariffs. And I think the his explanation was excellent. No, long-term tariffs are a bad idea. But we are in a war, a trade war against China. Their economy is a bit fragile right now. Ours is roaring. This is a perfect time to put a whole bunch of pressure on them and get a really good long-term deal that ultimately is beneficial to both countries, but at the very least is not punitive to the United States. It's perfect timing. And the fact that Heidi Heitkamp, Colin Peterson, and the vast majority of the Democrats do not understand that, are not looking out for the long-term best interest. Now, there's some pain. I don't disagree, and I can't, you know, I'm not personally suffering it necessarily other than, you know, if there was a massive economic downturn. I'm confident that that won't happen. They do not see the big picture. They are power-driven, and they're like, what can I give away tomorrow? That's how they've always been, and I don't think they'll change.
Very interesting take, Steve. Thank you very much. Your suggestion, your advice, your guidance for the person that works for you, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, on this particular issue, because right now she's twisted in knots over what's going on, trust me. The women, radical groups are going to say, no matter what, you have to vote against him. And, of course, most North Dakotans will say yes. Texters, don't vote. Then she loses her job. Or a no vote, I see what you mean, because that would be politically perilous. I agree. It doesn't matter who she's supposed to work for. Heidi will vote no. She's used to slapping us in the face. I see Senator McCaskill said she is voting against him. Originally, I thought Heidi had to vote for Kevin or lose the election. Now, I think she will vote against. She'll vote against. I think you meant Kavanaugh, not Kevin, but you're right about McCaskill. She's a no vote in Missouri, too. Heidi should vote according to what the majority of North Dakotans want. Wouldn't that be novel? Yeah. Nominate Kavanaugh. Heidi needs brownie points. Vote for him. Well, she would get some brownie points with a few folks, right? Vote yes. Confirm Kavanaugh, says another. You have more suggestions, and we'll get to them on What's on Your Mind after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hemmen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
To stop lending any credence to these allegations by discussing the details of what may or may not have happened. It is B as in B, S as in S. Can you translate that for me, Todd?
I've never really heard it said that way. But yeah, don't lend any credence.
John's going to play a little CCR. He didn't miss the opportunity.
Now,
this is the last
ring because, you know, for two purposes. One, you said Creedence, and two, it's raining like crazy around these parts.
There's some rain out there today, folks. Slick in some places. Be careful. Anyway, Texter goes on to say, this is a last-minute Hail Mary attempt to derail the appointment and smear for the rest of his life a good man. I don't believe one word of this. She's a California professor, a liberal that's worn the vulgar hats and, you know, done the Planned Parenthood kabuki dance with Heidi Heitkamp and her fellow you know, Planned Parenthood lovers. So she's a partisan. She's, you know, she's a liberal professor and doesn't like this guy and somehow got you know, wrapped in it. And be one thing if you sort of had these you know, details down. She doesn't. So I agree. But it is what it is. The accusation's on the table. The Democrats are clearly using this. So you got to say, now what? Now what?
Well, don't you love living in a day and age where you are obligated to prove you didn't do something, as if you could do that? Do you have video of every moment of your life? I don't.
No, it's really it's outrageous to think that it's come to this now. It is. It just is. I'm flabbergasted. I am.
What's the example we're setting for the rest of society?
I just want to scream. Yeah, no kidding. And speaking of,
can you prove that, you know, hey, Scott stepped on my foot when I was six and it still hurts today. Can you prove you didn't do that?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know,
I can throw out anything I want to throw out.
I do, and we don't have time for it today, but I would at some point like to, you know, get into a discussion of, you know, what the protocol should be when something like this does happen. And it's not easy to talk about because everybody's going to handle it differently.
Well, isn't there like a
not wanting to, but
perjury type of thing that comes into play here?
If you decide to stuff this for whatever reason and never mention it, then you need to expect that there's going to be some skepticism when it does come out. Mike and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I guess this just goes to show that what a liberal, you know, rabid dog Feinstein is, and it's an embarrassment. And it's also a good show of our press in this country. And how they treat something like this, it's pathetic. They let it go without really investigating or, you know.
Well, yeah, they believe it all. Yet Keith Ellison is, by the way, a Democratic member of Congress, has, you know, a woman who has doctor reports about her injuries from his abuse of her, and, you know, the media yarn because he's a Democrat. Now he's a candidate for Attorney General of Minnesota. This is like, you know, total silence on this. I mean, again, we have way more evidence on that particular case than we do Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh is, you know, a scoundrel, and this woman's to be believed, and Keith Ellison's accuser is, you know, making it up. Same thing, by the way, with Bill Clinton. I mean, there were rape accusations, physical accusations about, you know, rape by multiple people that were absolutely ignored. So you're right, Mike.
Well, it's the same press and the same Democratic Party that, you know, out Ted Kennedy is the hero.
It is indeed. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for the call and the take. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the wonderful Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Right? They are wonderful, my eyes, because they give us reliable, affordable energy. It won't be long. Next month, early October, they'll gather for their fall meeting. And have you got that on your calendar? We're going to be broadcasting live from that event. Looking forward to it as well. So remember to get that on your calendar. And to find out more about the good work they're doing at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future online at secureenergyfuture.org. Senator John Hoeven joins us on the Newsmaker line on this National Teach Ag Day. So we're going to talk a little about ag, farm bill, trade, all the rest with Senator Hoeven. How are you, sir?
Hey, Scott. Greetings.
I found that date, by the way. It's October 3rd, one-day meeting, and that will be in Bismarck. Got a great lineup going for that. They're going to talk about Measure 1, which is something you need to know about as well and get the details of. It is it's a disaster. So, and they have lots of other things planned. So, Senator, before we talk ag, I want to ask you a little bit about this Kavanaugh situation that seems to be gripping the Senate right now. I mean, I know you do your best to try and say, hey, you know, the Democrats, they do what they do and we do what we do. But this seems to be unprecedented. They seem to have gone too far here with what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh and a process that's pretty clearly laid out. What's your thought?
Well, Scott, I think it's important that Senator Chuck Grassley, who heads the Judiciary Committee, he's doing everything he can to move the process forward in a fair and open way and make sure that Dr. Ford has her opportunity to have her say. And I mean, throughout the whole process, in spite of a lot of difficulty and, as you say, a lot of partisanship, he's really worked to make sure that everything's done fairly and openly. And that's what you want. I mean, it's obviously a very important issue with the Supreme Court justice. And so, Grassley's given everyone their say.
Do you think that if she does not show up now, if she asked for the hearing, got the hearing, and now doesn't want the hearing unless there's a full-blown FBI investigation. So there's some talk of a deadline at 10 tomorrow. She has to say whether she's going to be there or not. If she is not there, should the vote just proceed?
She, she really...
Yeah, I think we lost the senator. I heard the click.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not the... Yeah, I think it must be a tough cell signal because the signal isn't all that great. But you let me know, Daniel, if he's back.
Because I doubt he would hang up on you on that answer.
I don't think so. He's in the middle of his answer, so he wouldn't hang up on me. Jeff and Minot, go ahead with your question or comment. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, yeah, this is Jeff. Say, I got the definition for BS. It's called bovine scatology, and I call that PC for BS. Bovine, y'all know what that is.
We do. Yeah, yeah.
That's that for both. Okay, that's it. Saw
you
that
put
journal
a...
back during Obama's first term when Barney Frank and that other cohort were trying to pass that financial bill. Remember way back when?
I do.
About 8 years ago?
Yeah.
That's right. I saw it in a journal, professional journal.
It's a little more meat on the bones on this one.
There you go.
I appreciate that because the other one was B as in B. And S as an S, wasn't it, Todd? And that left a little to the imagination.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Well, this is B as in boy and S as in Sam, too. I think it's cool.
Got it, Jeff. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that very much. More on that shooting we talked about earlier. Multiple victims, horrific shooting, Aberdeen, Maryland. Aberdeen, Maryland. Don't know exactly all the details there. Senator Hovind is back now with a little better cell connection. Senator, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I'm in D.C., and you know how it is with cell connections.
No problem at all. So we're coming up on a break, so if you don't mind, we'll finish on the other side here and chat. Okay. And then also we have Aaron Anderson, North Dakota Ag Education Supervisor, to talk a little bit about National Teach Ag Day, which we think is a great deal. A youngster, an NDSU student, a college Republican, a conservative, Jamal Omar, will guest host for me next hour.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How does endless pools sound? They're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right now, waiting for you. Vince Webker is here. Vince, what's the deal with these endless pools?
Well, endless pools are a great fitness machine. And when you said, how does endless pools sound, it sounds to me like you want to improve your well-being, your wellness, and your health. I talked to a customer today. He's bought several products from me, just bought an endless pool. I said, that'll be the best thing you ever did for yourself. I have a couple customers right now that have lost over 75 and 100 pounds this year alone just from working out in water.
Inside, outside, where do you put them?
Inside would be ideal where we live because we really want you to use it 365 days a year. You can use it outside 365 days a year, but I know how you and I are. When it's 10 below, it's hard to get out of the comfort of the warmth and to go outside and use it. But you can use it outdoors in the winter.
You tell them Scott sent you, and you will save big time on endless pools at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California woman who's accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of assaulting her when they were teenagers wants the FBI to look into her allegation before a hearing is held on it by the Senate Judiciary Panel. Senator Doug Jones, among the Democrats accusing Republicans of rushing the process, especially in the wake of the new allegations.
If we're just going to be her statement without being tested ahead of time or looking at the facts, and Judge Kavanaugh laws, that hearing could devolve into just nothing but theatrics.
Committee Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley said it's the hearing they've scheduled for Monday on the new allegation or nothing. Several rivers in North Carolina expected to reach major flood stages today because of Hurricane Florence. President Trump visiting some of the devastated area yesterday. At least 35 people were killed by the storm. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
One, two, three, four.
We have Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up today on the program. I always love talking to Jim the Flagpole Guy. We have a grand old time. I think he's going to have the tally of how many flagpoles he's put in this year from the thaw. We were shooting for 100. And we were cranking. We were cranking into the final months here of the season. So we look forward to chatting with him coming up in just a little bit as well. And also MyPillow, of course, one of our fine sponsors. We're powered by MyPillow. And I am one of those MyPillow toppers. Did your sheets show up, Todd, yet? Todd's going to be telling
us. They did.
Oh, my gosh. Have you got them on? Can you rave yet about the Giza sheets?
I didn't, they came yesterday, so I didn't get them on last night because I think I got home at about 3 this morning. But
wait till you hear the story.
I'm so looking forward to it.
He's going to tell you how great they are. And of course, the mattress topper too, same thing. Everything up to 50% off when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Senator John Hoeven back with us from Washington, D.C. today. So I think I'd ask you the question related to if she doesn't show up and does tomorrow at 10 says, no, I won't be there. Do you just proceed with the vote and get on with this?
Well, as I was saying, I think she does need to show up and have her say, and this is her opportunity to do it. And it's, again, if she doesn't show up, you know, that the process moves forward. So we have to be careful about prejudging it. But really, you know, this is her opportunity to come and have her say. And they've offered her a number of options, Scott. She can do it public. She can do it privately in a closed session. They'll go to her. So, again, they are giving her a number of different options to try to accommodate
her. Let's talk a little bit about where we're at with the Farm Bill. I know the end of the month is obviously the expiration of the Farm Bill. It's been extended before, but there was hopes it would be done by you. How's it tracking? Will it be done?
Boy, if I have my way, it will. I can't tell you how. I mean, I've been working this thing. I was talking to Senator Stabenow last night on the phone till, you know, later in the evening, and just pushing and pushing. I met with Congressman Conaway, who chairs on the House side. Day before yesterday, I'm losing track here, talking to my colleagues, some of my colleagues on the conference to just try to, you know, keep pushing, get people to work together and get it done.
And is there what's the holdup? Is there still this battle over the work requirements? What's the stickler at this point?
Well, there's two, I would say, in a general sense. One is, we have a certain, what we call, baseline that we have to operate within. And so we're still above that in terms of total dollars, and that's where you have people, you know, trying to get money in one program or another program, and there, you know, there's only so much to stick to that, top line. And so we're above it. We've got to get people to compromise, get within the budgeted amount. And then the other is just what you said. Is, you know, we still have people that we just haven't gotten them together on the work requirement for SNAP. And so those are the two main ones.
Texter says, can you ask Senator Hovenforce to explain how the new farm bill will affect the growing, the processing, the selling of industrial hemp? And will processors be able to process industrial hemp leading into the CBD oil once the bill is passed?
Right. So that's one of the features in the bill, is that it does provide for legalization of industrial hemp. You know, we've already done that in North Dakota, but this was across country.
How about on the trade side? I know that there were discussions about a deal being really close with Canada after the Mexico negotiations wrapped up. Obviously, we continue to sort of watch the China situation now, some new tariffs on there, which is causing some more consternation on this situation. Give us an update.
So I think we're close on Canada, and I'm hopeful we get that done and we get it into BAPTA so it's part of the package that Congress can go ahead and vote on and approve. But the main sticking point is dairy, and part of the challenge with that is we've got some elections coming up in either Ottawa or Quebec, and that's, you know, big dairy area. And so you got a lot of people that are in Canada that are kind of taking this hard line on dairy with those upcoming elections. And so, but I think that's around October 1. So I'm hopeful that if not before, and better before, but if not shortly after, we can get them to come around and actually get Canada in the agreement.
So what is your sense of the, you know, I guess, the patience of North Dakota farmers and ranchers on this? Do you think most folks get it? Are they growing weary? Do you lose some every day? It seems my sense is the noise I hear, and it's mostly from the heads of these different groups, commodity groups and livestock groups, which you'd expect to weigh in on behalf of their members. But I don't sense from the people we talk to every day, or that I'm out on the, you know, across North Dakota hearing from, that they're any different. They just want it done. They want it done right. And they're sort of saying, you know, just do it. Get it done. But are you losing support, do you think, with these delays?
You know, I think people really want better trade. I mean, they really, our farmers and ranchers are really hoping that the administration can get better trade deals. The key is we keep this thing moving, number one. And that's why I talk about getting this thing done step by step. That's why I push so hard to get them to go ahead with Mexico, which I think that's put pressure on Canada. Hopefully we get Canada in this fall. We get NAFTA done. That really helps our corn growers. It also keep the push on with the EU. I think all those things put pressure on China. And so then not only – and get the farm bill done. So we start creating some certainty, start getting some of these markets for our farmers. And then at the same time, we've got to make sure that we provide that assistance in the most effective way for anyone that's impacted. So, for example, if they can't move soybeans to China, we start moving them to other places, as well as providing some assistance while that negotiation is completed.
All right, we'll let you go. Anything else you want to tell us before we say goodbye today and get you back to the crazy Washington, D.C. Spin cycle?
You know, what I would say is, you know, it's a challenging time in ag, and we're talking about that. But I'll tell you what, in ag and energy, I hear so much here about North Dakota and the amazing things we're doing. It's just amazing to me how we've stepped out on that national stage, and just very proud of our state.
Good to chat with you, Senator. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott.
Senator John Hovind joining us in Washington, D.C., National Teach Ag Day, and he's battling on behalf of agriculture. He said a lot of things there related to the a Kavanaugh nomination and the farm bill, and sounds like some frustration on that, but they're still battling. That's just how it works. It just goes down the 11th hour. Most interesting thing I thought was his take on, you know, that despite the delays, the ag community being of the opinion just want better trade deals. Just want better trade deals, which, of course, you know, mean more markets. So interesting. All right, let me see here. Aaron Anderson is next. Aaron is North Dakota Ag Education Supervisor. Today is National Teach Ag Day. Aaron, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
How do we teach ag in North Dakota?
Yeah, so, you know, today we celebrate National Teach Ag Day, and that's to focus on school-based agricultural education. And so we're celebrating all the good work that our high school and college ag teachers are are doing and spreading the message of agriculture across North Dakota and the country.
Is that from the angle of, you know, hey, here's a great career that does great things, feeds the world? Or is it from the angle of, you know, most of you are going to be city folk, and you need to know that, you know, that great beef doesn't come from the meat counter. It comes from, you know, one of our great ranches. Which is it?
It's actually both. You know, I think, you know, probably 20, 30, 40 years ago, it was really focused on just preparing those farmers and ranchers and those entering the ag sector. But the jobs kind of evolved, and now, you know, we do spend a lot of time focused on consumer education. Where does our food come from? But, you know, we're still focused on preparing that next generation to enter the workforce and you know, work in agriculture. Agriculture is a big deal in North Dakota. It's the backbone of our economy. And so making sure we have young people excited about pursuing careers in agriculture and excited about taking on those challenges and feeding the growing world population, you know, is a big emphasis and focus of our group.
Is this part of the curriculum in every public school in North Dakota?
No, you know, I wish it was. That's one thing that we really want. But, you know, right now we're in about 86 high schools in the state. And so, you know, the majority of the high schools do have an agricultural education teacher on staff and doing it. We have about 7,500 students that are enrolled in agricultural education in the state. But we do have some communities, you know, Fargo, Grand Forks, you know, those are two of our major communities in North Dakota that we currently don't have an agriculture educator on staff, and we hope that changes.
What's the argument against it? What's the pushback? Is it resources? Is it not seen as a priority? Why doesn't it? You know, to me, North Dakota goes as agriculture goes, so I honestly can't imagine it not being a part of the curriculum of every school, just given the importance of it and the career opportunities and the, you know, knowledge that you'd want to impart. But what do they say when you say, you know, we'd like you to do this, from the schools that now are not doing it?
Yeah, you know, the ones that don't have it, especially in the larger districts, a lot of it has to do with resources. You know, the large districts in the state are trying to find places to put students. They're growing rapidly. They're short on space, short on resources. And so, you know, trying to find a new program, bringing in a new person, for students to take classes is an extreme challenge from a logistics and a resource standpoint. Some of the smaller school districts that we're not in, you know, you look at a balance. You know, you're only able to offer probably a tech and engineering education program versus an agricultural education program. And so the local districts have kind of decided they want to offer a different kind of elective in their building versus agricultural education. And then, you know, kind of what today's about is the National Teach Ag Day. All across North Dakota, all across the country, all of education is short on teachers. Not enough young people are pursuing careers in education. And so agricultural education has taken a specific focus, a specific effort, and this National Teach Ag Day is one of them in trying to encourage young people to pursue those careers in agricultural education. And, you know, if we had more teachers, we'd have more programs. So, you know, that's part of it too. You know, there's only so many agricultural teachers out there. And so, you know, we're sitting right at kind of the break-even point. We have a couple schools up in Williston. They want to get an agricultural education teacher hired. They're not able to find one. And then Mott, North Dakota, they're still looking to try to get an agricultural education teacher. We just don't have enough of them in the pipeline right now, to fill the needs of all the schools.
By the way, members from all 84 FFA chapters across North Dakota, along with the North Dakota State University College of Agriculture, celebrating National Teach Ag Day today as part of this special ag-based lessons, community involvement, variety of games, lots of things happening. So we thought we'd celebrate it a little right along with them today because so many of our listeners feed the world. Thank you, Aaron. Good to talk to you.
Listening to the program that is
thank you.
Very important.
Topic. More after this.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the folks that are arranging the D.C. trip for us, that there are 8 available seats out of Fargo, 1 out of Bismarck right now, and that's what remains on the trip. So we're getting down to the last moment on the D.C. trip. So if you have not yet, if you got the packet from us by sending us an email, and you're looking at it and thinking, I'll just take a look at it this weekend, I'd maybe speed that up a little bit, because basically when the checks come in, then they just lock in the seats. So, and I would imagine there's a few checks in the mail. So it's coming, and we'd love to have you along, Washington D.C. Have I got the itinerary here? What we're doing? I just been working on the White House tour, which not everybody can do. You know, it's a little tough to get there. Also have a great Capitol tour. And one of my favorite things we're going to do is circle around on the Potomac, check out all the sites, and have a little dinner cruise. Really looking forward to that. Bible Museum. Oh, my gosh. Brand new. Incredible story. The Holocaust Museum. Think of that. And we get to do that together. Great hotel. Great meals planned. Get to know each other. It's a lot of fun. So very, very, it's a bargain deal. It's a bargain deal, the whole trip. So a good deal. Email me if you want to go. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Text me, 701-367-2054. Jim the Flagpole guy's here, I understand. I'm going to get to Jim. Can hardly wait to get our update. How we're doing on our goal of 100 new flags flying over North Dakota. American-made, installed by the Tyranny Assault Vehicle, and all the goodies. But first, to Josh and Minot on the trade war. We were talking with Senator Hoeven a little bit about that. What did you want to share about that, Josh? What's on your mind?
Hey, so I was just kind of wondering, it seems like we're in the benefit, or we're poised to be in the benefit of this trade war with China. What's to say, you know, if we sign an agreement, you know, with them and get a deal that maybe when they're a little better economically set, that they mix the deal with us and come back with the same pressure we're putting on them.
Yeah, I mean, you face that in any trade deal, right? I mean, that's why you do a deal. That's why you sign a document and why you hold people accountable. I guess then you'd get back into, you know, the tariffs, and they don't want those. So it's just it's a negotiation. It's like anything. It's a deal. But you know, from everything I hear from folks in the ag world, they need everything we can grow. Yeah, they absolutely do. So it's a little game right now, but beyond that, I don't think it's going anywhere. Appreciate the call, Josh. So thank you. Jim the Flagpole guy is here, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only. How are you, sir?
Hey, Scott. Hello. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. And today we're at Burr Oak Loop, Bismarck, North Dakota, putting up a base. We bought us a little tent shelter. We're going to work right through the rain. We got a goal of 100 poles. And I know, Scott, you want to know how many poles we've done so far. Yesterday, I loosely counted 72. And I know I missed them. But we got five more going in this weekend, so we're going to see where we're at. But we're working hard. Last year, we went to December 21st. I think we could do it, Scott.
I love it. I love it. And they're American-made, and they're put up by a patriot. And, you know, folks love the conversations they have with Jim. I hear from him all the time. Boy, thanks for recommending Jim the Flagpole guy. What a nice guy. So neat to meet him. He was so wonderful. And so you'll enjoy him, too. Plus, you get a great flag. And we should tell folks you do flag maintenance, too, right? So, in other words, if they already have a flag up and, you know, it's not looking too good, you can, and the big flags, that's another specialty of yours. You take care of those too, right?
Yes, we're moving right into that market, and our prayers are being answered. It looks like we're going to have us a building here and a flag room. We're going to be quite official. I don't have to sit in the living room and sew flags with my wife sitting there watching at me, telling me how to do it. And also, I do hire Rhoda, and I have a wonderful Virginia in Dickinson. They pre-sew our flags. So we pre-reinforce them before they even go up, Scott.
Amazing. And folks, they're still trying to put one of these in. So call Jim the Flagpole guy. Get on that list. It went till December 21st last year. 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. You give him a call, and you're gonna have some great service and a great flag, and your business, lots of places ought to be having these, no question. 571-3524, 571-3524, 571-FLAG, or ndflagpoleguy.com. What else do we have to do before we let you go?
Well, I just want to read, if I could, here a quick email. I got a couple of them. This is the normal theme of my emails. We had a telescope flagpole that bent in half during a pretty big windstorm. I'm hoping to get a more permanent flagpole for my husband for his birthday. I just want something simple and easy, but sturdy as hell. I get those all the time, Scott. And then I got another one. I got one from an engineer in Devil's Lake Department of Transportation. He came out of his the building, and he observed two flagpoles we had put up at the Department of Transportation, Devil's Lake. And he wrote to tell me that he really admired the quality of our flagpoles, and he's been waiting a long time to put flagpoles in, but now he's found the quality he wants, so it looks like we're going to be able to service him too.
I love it. ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or 701-571-FLAG. Thank you, sir. Take care. God bless you.
God bless you, Scott. God bless America.
A guest host next hour. I have to run to a meeting, Todd, but I'm leaving in good hands. A youngster. Jamal, come on.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. This harvest season, North Dakota soybean farmers will be storing their soybeans, which can bring challenges. NDSU Extension Agriculture Engineer Dr. Ken Hellevang recommends soybeans be harvested at 11 to 13% moisture to limit cracks in the seed coat and cooled with aeration to maintain their quality. Dr. Hellevang recommends avoiding temporary or emergency storage and consider selling other grains to free up on-farm storage for soybeans. All storage options need to prevent moisture intrusion and permit cooling the grain with aeration. To store in bags, soybeans also need to be between 11 to 13% moisture. Select an elevated location and run bags north-south to achieve uniform temperature. Grain piles must have cover and aeration. A 1-inch rain will result in huge losses. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.